podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
A Dublin Talks Twitter poll that we ran over the last couple of hours asked a question. Do you swear every day? Shockingly, 81% of you said yes, you do swear on a daily basis. 19% said occasionally. And none of you said never. Not one person said never. I'd love to hear from you. Like I said, I'm able to control it while I'm on the radio. I never, ever can curse at all. Just, I don't do it. I'm not allowed to do it. But it's like one of those things. If I visit my grandmother, I don't curse in front of her. So where do you do it and where don't you do it? Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
Good night. An American guy moved in next door here at Christmas. So we brought him in here on New Year's Eve. So a few of us here having a few beers and he joined in. Great crack. But it's his first time over in Ireland, and he could not believe how much we all swore. You know, he said it was just off the scale. Like, he said every sentence is a swear word in it. And he's right. He's actually right. Yeah, we do swear an awful lot as a nation. Individually, yeah, I can stop swearing for a couple of hours, but yeah, I probably would swear an awful lot every day.
All right, thanks very much indeed. Michael, you're on 98FM. How are you, Michael?
How are you, Adrian?
Michael, do you swear much?
In the car, I do.
And at what? Is it at other motorists? Or?
Oh, yeah. Nothing drives me more mad than other motorists.
In any,
I swore at a copper the other day, and I shouldn't have. I really shouldn't have. Why, he had a go at me.
What did you swear at the copper for?
Because he made an illegal left turn, and I asked him what he was doing, and he was like, "God, get out of the, he got out of the car, check the license, check the," and I said, "I really shouldn't swear at coppers."
I've often thought that's not a great idea.
Yeah, it's the first and only time I think I'll do it.
And you shouldn't ever swear at a bouncer on a nightclub door or a pub door, because you're just getting his back up.
Yeah, they have long memories as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So never swear at a guard. Are you able to control it, though?
Yeah, sometimes. When I know I have my daughter in the back of the car, then I kind of bleep out the F word, but I still call them, you know what I mean?
Right, okay. But you do have
to mentally block out that F word.
Yeah, okay. You do have a filter.
I do, yes, I do have a filter.
And you heard that message from that guy a second ago, an American guy, in with him on New Year's Eve, and he couldn't believe how much the average person was swearing.
Okay, I've been away a couple of times, and they don't swear. Like, I wouldn't say, like, the English probably don't swear as much as we do, and I do think we are a big, heavy swearing nation.
Apparently, Billy Connolly said that it's a sign of intelligence if you swear a lot.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, when you can't think of a word, you throw in the F word.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like I said, when I'm not on the air, I do it all the f***ing time. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah, and sometimes it's funny.
Okay, so in fact, somebody just says, Adrian, you're institutionalized. In other words, I don't do it when I'm at work. Like we all are during working hours, we don't swear. Billy Connolly got it right when he said it was a sign of intelligence. I have to say, in a work situation, it's not nice to hear. You know, you might be having a meeting and somebody effing and blinding at the meeting, or even in an aggressive way, cursing at you is not a nice thing. It really isn't. Paul, you're on 98FM. How are you, Paul?
Hey, how are you doing, buddy?
Paul, you're a taxi driver.
I am indeed.
And do you curse much as you're driving your taxi?
I have to watch the old P's and Q's, Adrian. I like anybody, I curse on a daily basis when things get to me. And, like, you know, as that chap says, sometimes other drivers. And, of course, we're the worst drivers in the world. But when I get a fare...
I'm glad you said that and not me, but yeah, go on.
Yeah, when I get a fare into the car, I have to watch my P's and Q's, like, you know. But on occasions, some of the fares, both male and female, to say that the Barrack Square language comes out of both of them would be an understatement.
Why do you think we curse so much? Because we Irish seem to, you heard the story of Colin Farrell, he swore so much on set that the kids in the cast got him a swear jar which he filled right up to the brim. Why do you think we do it?
I think it's a stress word. Not stress as in I'm stressed out, but a stress word as, you know, that effing thing's annoying me. So you kind of throw in the effing thing is annoying me rather than that thing is annoying me. That thing is annoying me is very mild. But it doesn't say it if you don't throw in, you know, that effing thing is annoying me, or, you know, that.
But how do other nations, like you said, the Americans don't curse as much as we do. How do they manage to converse on a daily basis without cursing?
Well, I don't know about that, Adrian. I've had the odd American in the car here, and they can throw in they can get pretty annoyed about certain subjects, and they'd be fairly out straight with me, like about what's pissing them off. With some nice colourful language, but I think it's just an Irish thing.
I was just about to say that it has to be an Irish thing, because we definitely do it more than most other nations. Another WhatsApp message just came into us, and it says, "I curse all the effing time." No, really, it's gotten to a stage where my kid is picking it up at 2 years old. And she tells me, she gives out to me and tells me that they are bad words. I'm from Romania, says Florin. My wife is Irish, and she gives out to me all the time saying that I curse more than the Irish do. In fact, he's on line one here. So as a Romanian, Florin, you actually curse more than your wife does.
I do indeed. Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thank you. Is it something that you've picked up since you've moved here?
I have to say, I love the F word, and I'm sorry I can't even say it out loud.
No, you can't say it now. No.
But I have to say, my missus, she does give out to me all the time, because she says, I am cursing more than an Irish person.
Right, but is it something that you picked up from us Irish?
I did indeed, yes.
Because you obviously realised they do it all the time.
Absolutely, yes, yeah. And it's, you know what? It's an Irish thing, and I cannot see any other Irish person not to curse.
Okay, so you obviously felt if you can't beat them, join them.
Exactly.
Well, I have to say, Florin, that is absolutely f***ing marvellous.
Have the button there.
I have the button here. And if I didn't, I'd be dragged out of this studio. Good to talk to you, Florin. Thanks very much indeed. And as I said, from our poll earlier on Twitter, you can still take part in that poll if you want to, because I'd love one person to admit that they don't curse at all, because the poll showed that 81% of you curse daily, 19% occasionally, and 0% never, ever curse, which says it all.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98 FM.